song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Coming up on the show today, our Big 12 preview continues as we go with the national scene and catch up with Ron Franklin of ESPN. He's done many Husker games, including the Colorado-Nebraska exciting finish last year in Lincoln. And, of course, you see him on ESPN and ABC and throughout the country as well. We'll catch up with Ron Franklin on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Also, we'll turn our attention to golf, and we will catch up with McCook's Brandon Crick, who has been winning just about everything in sight and has done well on the local, state, and national scene this summer as he gets ready to finish things up at the University of Nebraska. So we will talk with Brandon Crick coming up on the show today as well. And we've got more to talk about. Terry Pettit is going into the Hall of Fame. Nebraska volleyball news, Nebraska football news. Preseason award lists are coming out. We'll talk about that. But obviously the lead story today is something that we've been tracking. And I guess to some people this will come as a surprise, but to most of the community around UNK or anybody that's living in Kearney or Ravenna, kind of already knew that this was happening, and that's Drake Baronic is leaving the University of Nebraska at Kearney. This has been in the works, Daddy, for a month, and it's just something that we on the show could have said something about 3 weeks ago, and we respected the, the process here. And finally, I guess the paperwork is official. He wanted to leave. Didn't look like maybe he was going to get a release. That didn't seem to be a problem. Then it didn't look like he was going to see his hours transfer over from an educational standpoint. And actually, it looked like about a week and a half ago, it was clear for him to go to Lincoln, but yet it wasn't going to happen because his classes wouldn't transfer. And now it looks like everything's going to happen. And Drake will have 1 year to play in Lincoln, and it won't be this season. He will be setting out this season and then play in the 2010 and 11 season. Your thoughts?
Well, obviously, you hate to probably end a very, very successful basketball career, which was going to be right here, obviously, this year, and say, man, I wonder if 140 miles down the road, if I could have stepped on that court, if I was in the same league as those guys that were 150 miles south of us at Kansas, I wonder if there's any doubt in your mind and you want to do it. It's tough for me to fault Drake Baronic for having those dreams and just saying, hey, I'm not going to wonder. I'm going to go try it. Whether he ever steps on the floor and wears the red and white of Nebraska Cornhuskers, that's to be determined. He may never see the floor. He knows that going down there. This is just a dream to see where he fits in. I did not realize for his career, shot 46.2 from beyond the arc.
Well, we will see. Taking the step up, everything's a lot tougher, obviously, at that level. UNK will definitely be taking a hit here. He was a three-time All-RMAC, two-time All-Region selection for the Lopers. He averaged 18 points per game in his career. That's from day one as a freshman. He ranks 15th on the school's career scoring list. He led the RMAC in scoring last year at just under 22 points a game. That ranked him 11th in Division II. 40-point game against New Mexico Highlands. He had a career-high 41 against Metro State, and he's as a sophomore, of course. And now Josiah Parker and Max Frelick, both averaging right around 11.5 points per game, will be the Lopers' top returning starters.
Well, if you're a UNK fan, obviously this is devastating because team went 11-15 a year ago, I believe. They've got a long ways to go and a big uphill hill to climb.
This is not the first transfer going, of course, to Nebraska. Mitch Albers, who was the top returning scorer at UNO, he is leaving to transfer to Nebraska as a walk-on. Tom Kropp told the Omaha World-Herald, it's a tough loss for us, but you've got to respect kids' wishes. They want to fulfill their dreams. I understand that.
Well, I think that's what it comes down to. And how do you... I don't know, if you're Drake Baronic, what else could you do at UNK? What else was there for you to do?
This is a different departure. There is no doubt where this conversation is going to end up going. But this is a different departure than many of the kids that have left the UNK program in the last 2 to 3 seasons. I mean, Drake knows what he wants to do. Supposedly has the blessing of the UNK staff and is going to be going to Nebraska.
Correct. Right away, I think a lot of people chose the path. What the hell is going on up there? To have your A number one shuffle his feet down the interstate, 140 miles. What is going on? There must be turmoil. What's going on with the coaching staff? What's going on in the athletic department? This is not... I think has zero to do with that.
We already have the emails rolling into the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. This comes from John, who says, boy, I sure would like to be a little fly on the wall in that basketball coach's office at UNK. What the hell is going on? They have lost way too many top flight players over the past few years. Now, is Coach Kropp getting too old with his coaching style and cannot relate to these young kids, or is it something else? He goes on, or is Coach Lofton running them off? I'm reading verbatim here. Makes me very sad to see Drake leave, but maybe after sitting out a year, he can see some time at UNL. Remains to be seen if he has the talent to do so. I've talked to Drake many times over the past few years at Mr. Basketball and team camps that UNK has put on, and he's a great kid. I wish him the best. I love Coach Kropp and have admired his coaching philosophy for years. He has always been open to questions and offers advice whenever I have asked for it. I hate to see this happening in the twilight of his career. What is the inside scoop, guys? That comes from John. All kinds of questions. I mean, this is a story that's brewing beneath the surface. And obviously, if you're in the coffee shop or you're, you know, it's not beneath the surface. It's that gossip talk that you have to be so careful with. And I think just about every kid that we have had a chance to talk to has had a different reason for leaving UNK, including Drake. And Drake is set to join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll ask him the questions, you know, but I don't think there's anything too probing to ask him. I mean, he wants to go to Nebraska. We're going to talk about he told Chris Basnett from the Kearney Hub that it's a tearing at him. He's told us off air that this is an extremely difficult decision, but he wants to see what he can do, as you mentioned. I guess you look at this, every kid that's left has left for different reasons. We've heard some is it because they weren't going to get playing time. Some is that they don't agree with what the coaches are doing. Some, in Drake's cases, have a better opportunity in their mind to move on. A couple have even moved on for educational purposes, class purposes. They could move on and get their classes in. A couple have moved on
family.
To be closer to home. Yeah, the family reasons. I mean, it's not like every great player has left his program because they're unhappy. They have left the program maybe because the program has put them in a direction to be able to do so. And, I mean, if Drake had stuck at UNK, this wouldn't even be an offer, an opportunity for him. So,
I've got to wonder. This was a team, though, Doug. You go back how many years fighting? It's been Metro State. That's been the clash in the RMAC. It was Hayes and the Metro. It was kind of a three ring circus. Those three teams. Those guys battling for not only the top finish in the conference, but a chance to move on to compete for national titles. This is a team now that's fighting for middle of the pack at best. The players, you know, I just think when you used to announce players going to the program, you'd hear some oohs and some ahs, like, man, Anthony Harms, we like Anthony. He can be good. Savela, Branting, Strand. I mean, you go down the list. Great players, which, you think, Jura, going from Northern Iowa. You send out the list of players now and you go, nice, at best. I think that's the reaction you get out there. They're not getting the same quality of kids. They're not getting the same talent level for whatever reason. Maybe those kids aren't out there in the state of Nebraska right now. I don't know. But that seems to be, when those recruiting classes came out, I mean, there's times where people, you know, you pull out the paper and go, damn, those are fine players. Those are players that could help a lot of teams at Division I level. They're not going Division I. They're going right here to Division II Kearney. Now, all right. Nice. Okay.
And you're finding, no matter where you look, coaches that have had a lot of success, and then all of a sudden you're not winning. I mean, Philip Fulmer, let's take that as a college football coach at Tennessee. Great success for many years. Did win a national championship, but then they weren't winning 10 games a year, and things started to turn. And whether that's fair or unfair, that seems to be where this is all pointing. And I guess I feel sick. I guess that's the best way to say it. I mean, if you're starting to question Tom Kropp, it nauseates me. It nauseates me. And that takes us to our next, I mean, here's another email into the Dent Popper inbox. Scott and Kearney says, best of luck to Drake. How many starters have left the last few years? All these kids leaving and the only common factor is Coach Lofton and Coach Kropp. My faith in UNK basketball is wavering. This is the kind of crap we had to listen to when Bill Callahan and Steve Peterson were in charge down in Lincoln. This is so much different because these are good people. And we're way too close. I mean, maybe that's one of the things. We're way too close in working with the University of Nebraska at Kearney, and I'm not one that's going to sit here and wants to throw dirt on anybody because I just don't. I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. You said we don't know what the problem is. Have these kids not flourished like some of the names that you mentioned before? Have they not flourished? Have they not maybe done what you thought they were going to do when you brought them in? Has there not been as much talent? And again, UNK has been very fortunate to get that Dusty Jura, that Nick Savela, that Drake Baronic that could have been playing Division I basketball, or in some cases did play Division I basketball and then came back to Kearney, and that seems to not be happening quite as much as it used to. I don't know if that's because kids just aren't, you know, leaving and some of those kids aren't getting a little homesick and coming back to Nebraska or exactly what the story is. But, you know, it's going to be tough again this season for UNK. These kids can play their butts off, and it's going to be tough. I mean, you're losing probably the preseason RMAC player of the year.
Undoubtedly, I think he would be the preseason RMAC player of the year. Is the talent level not there across the state? I mean, for us to find the Savelas and the Brannings. Those kids stepped in as freshmen, played Anthony Harms.
Look at the state as a whole. Shadron State, not good. Wayne State, no. Hastings at the NAIA level, they're not winning conference championships. I mean, it's not like UNK is losing great players to Hastings College, and that's no slight to Hastings. It's an NAIA school, middle of the pack in the GPAC, and has been for a little while. UNO, probably a little bit better right now.
It has been.
It's a program that, yeah, seems to be, but now they lose Mitch Albers. Their program at UNO probably had not been on the same level as UNK for that number of years. I mean, they always had some great battles because it was UNK-UNO, just like UNK and Hastings had great battles. But tell me any program in the state of Nebraska, including UNL, that's great at basketball. I mean, you got Western Community College in Scotts Bluff. I mean, that's just a whole different animal there. I mean, that's a whole different animal. But, I mean, Creighton, yes, but how many Nebraska kids are going to Creighton?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the talent level right now is just down. I think once these kids, and I've said this before, and I know that you've got to work hard in the off season, and you've got to hit the weight room, and you've got to play the pickup games, and I just wonder, and I don't know this. I've never actually asked Tom Kropp or Kevin Lofton how much time is required in the off season, because I think there's certainly a lot of these kids that are at UNK right now that could spend 4 hours in the weight room, 5 days a week, 6 hours of pickup games. That puts you somewhere around the athletic department. 50 hours a week of you just nonstop working out to improve your shooting, improve your game, get stronger.
Well,
They're never going to turn into, I say Chris Paul all the time, they're never going to turn into Chris Paul. At the end of the summer, you're like, boy, he could be a first-round draft pick. It ain't happening.
And basketball, I think, isn't it still supposed to be fun to play? I mean, you can go into it. I mean, you can't play a football game all the time. You can't get 22 guys out there and play a football game without maybe somebody getting hurt, getting up in full pads and all that. You can play a pickup basketball game anytime. You can go in the gym, work on it anytime. I mean, that's different than just about any other sport. You got four guys, you got a game.
Yeah, I don't know how much time is required. And you say, Doug, when you get to that level, it separates itself. And yes, you got to put time in. But I just wonder the talent level, how much one can improve. I mean, how much one before your body starts to fall apart. But I mean, obviously, running up and down on a hardwood court, 60 hours a week, 50 weeks out of the year, sometimes my knees are going to hurt. Your ankles are going to hurt. Something's going to hurt.
1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number if you want to weigh in. 888-455-3776. Dent Popper inbox is open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I think the word I'm looking for is uncomfortable. I think everybody is uncomfortable for their own separate reasons. You talk Loper Athletics, there's a comfort level. It's a family. You don't have to worry about a lot of weird things going on at UNK, like most of the colleges, like Hastings, like most of the things going on.
So when there is some turmoil,
when there's a bit of turmoil, you just feel uncomfortable, uneasy. You want to go, I know these guys. I know these players. I know these coaches. I see them downtown at the grocery store. I see them at a restaurant. I watch them play. I love all this. And then all of a sudden, you want an answer to a question that maybe there's not an answer for. And I guess that's one of the reasons that this is just continues to be strange, although this is a little bit above strange as far as the number of kids that came to UNK and no longer are with the program. And again, Drake Baronic, now it's official, leaving the University of Nebraska at Kearney. This first broke about a month ago and is going to go to Nebraska and try to play a year for Doc Sadler. And he'll have to set out the upcoming season and then play in the fall, in the winter of 2010 and spring of 2011. Coming up on the show, Ron Franklin from ESPN is going to join us, ESPN Television. Got a chance to catch up with him at Big 12 Media Days. We'll play that for you. Also, when we come back, Brandon Crick, he went out to Gonzaga. He left. He left Gonzaga and came to Nebraska. Probably be able to ask him what kind of decisions go with making that first decision and then how tough it is to go, man, I want to go somewhere else. And we'll talk to him because he's had such a great career so far and such an outstanding summer.
I think he played 4 days of golf for every 20 days of rain and said, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, came to Nebraska where it's really always perfect. We'll be back. More after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
$8,000. I bet you thought the government stimulus package would never affect you. But if you're thinking about buying your first ever home, how does $8,000 in tax credit sound? And where will you start shopping for that new home? Let me suggest a place that already has homes priced lower than you would have ever imagined. Welcome to Eagle Crest Homes, West Highway 30 in Grand Island. And I should point out the stimulus package is going to end soon, so for further information, call Jim or Brad at Eagle Crest Homes, Grand Island, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Before podcasts, if you missed the Doug and Daddy show, they used to have to come to your house.
Were you expecting a visit from the Tooth Fairy?
And try to repeat everything.
I don't have time today to play What's My Line.
Now when you log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Don't touch a computer. Don't ever touch a computer.
You can listen to or download the latest Doug and Daddy show.
Yes, I pressed that button like 100 times.
Doug and Daddy.
I'm telling you, this thing won't print.
Online. Podcasts. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in Kearney.
Just arrived at Crossroads Ford in Kearney. 2006 Buick Lucerne CXS. It's loaded, has leather and power sunroof. Just one look will let you know this car has been well cared for. Here are two 2003 Ford F-150 Crew Cab 4x4s, one Lariat and one XLT. Both are well equipped. Take your pick at just $11,009. 2007 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon. It's a one-owner. Stop and check it out today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
We'll see some scattered showers or storms possible early on yet today. Then skies will become partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s with southeast winds staying at 5 to 15. For tonight, there's a chance for more scattered storms late. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And, hey, congratulations to Roy Helu Jr., who joined us the other day on the Doug and Daddy Show when we were down at Big 12 Media Days. Roy, of course, going to the Doak Walker Award, one of 45 running backs that is going to be on the Doak Walker Award watch list. Seven of those hail from the Big 12 Conference, including a pair from Oklahoma. Yikes.
Yikes. Brown and Murray. Yikes. Respectively.
That's a little scary, yeah. Chris Brown, DeMarco Murray, Texas Tech's Baron Batch, Cyrus Gray of Texas A&M, Kendall Hunter of Oklahoma State, and Jake Sharp of Kansas. Helu led Nebraska in rushing last year. Just 803 yards, but had seven touchdowns and averaged 6.4 yards per carry. That's the best per carry average by a Husker runner in seven seasons. He rushed for more than 100 yards three times in the month of November. So he came in strong at the end of the season.
Yeah, I think that opened a lot of people's eyes, and then I think certainly the game against Clemson. A lot of people remember that game against Clemson. And you would think, okay, it's in Jacksonville. It's not one of those. A lot of people saw that game, and that's what caught a lot of people's eye about Sue, Steinkuhler, and Helu.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. There's more awards every day. They're going to be putting out a watch list of all these awards that are coming out for all that's going on with college football. Hey, want to give a little shout-out here, folks. The ESPN Superstation Golf Challenge has had to been postponed until September. It was going to be next week at Indian Head. Still going to occur. It's going to be in September. We're going to get some more details on that, but that had to be postponed. We'll let you know more on that. But if you're planning on that next week, we just want to give you that. And as soon as we know more information here at the studio, I'm going to pass that along to you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, here we go. It's time to talk to maybe the hottest golfer in all of all of the state of Nebraska. And again, we've been talking all summer, Tony, that right now it's not necessarily Omaha and Lincoln that is producing the great golfers in the state of Nebraska. You've got Angie Sajovic at Fremont, John Hurley out of O'Neill, and of course our next guest, Brandon Crick, joins us from McCook, Nebraska. He is went to Gonzaga, transferred to the University of Nebraska. He has had an outstanding summer, Nebraska men's amateur champion. He made it all the way to the semifinals of the U.S. Amateur Publink Championship going on in Norman, Oklahoma as well. And Brandon Crick set to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brandon, good morning.
How are you doing?
Well, it's great to catch up with you. Is this the best golf you've been playing in your entire career?
I would say definitely.
Well, Brandon, I think if people take note of the scores in which you and Mr. Hurley put up, Doug said you could go back a long time. You guys would have been 12, 15 shots ahead of the field. Are you surprised at the level of golf, not only that you're playing, but being played all across Nebraska?
Yeah, I think Nebraska's definitely improved throughout the last couple of years. We've got a lot of good players now, and we're starting to, you know, kind of make our name on the map, I guess.
Brandon, our lead story here on the show today was Drake Baronic transferring from the UNK basketball program to go to Nebraska. You chose Gonzaga, which was cool and gutsy and all that kind of stuff coming out of high school, and then came back to Lincoln. I was just curious to get your insight as a kid that's still in college, recently made that change to leave outstate and go to the West Coast and then come back and go to the University of Nebraska. Could you kind of take us through the whole process, why you chose Gonzaga, and then why you left to come to Lincoln?
Well, first of all, you know, I chose Gonzaga because I played a high school golf with Bodie Ayler. He was a year older than I was, and I played a lot of high school golf with him, so I kind of got the in. He ended up going to Gonzaga, so kind of got the in with the golf coach that way. And then, you know, I just basically the reason why I decided to go back is, you know, I love the team there. I love everybody there, but I just kind of really enjoyed just Nebraska. I just like the Nebraska area a little better.
How hard is it to make that decision? I mean, that's got to be something you wrestle with. It's got to be uncomfortable, probably a little bit as well. You know, I guess as a youngster, as a teenager, making that kind of a lifelong choice, that's something you got to wrestle with for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, it was tough, especially, you know, the level of golf I was playing up there. I was, you know, at that time I was playing the best golf of my career, and I knew making this change, I mean, it would be probably, you know, pretty tough to get in the thick of things here at Nebraska right away like I did at Gonzaga. But it was a tough decision. I weighed the pros and cons, and ultimately I know I made the right decision.
Brandon, take us through the field of 64, which you're the 63rd player going into this deal. And take us through all that. You're playing some great people match play in the U.S. Amateur Public Championships, and you go all the way through it, and basically it comes down to the final two holes to get you the finals.
Well, that was definitely an experience of my golf career so far. I was sweating bullets that Tuesday evening. I didn't even think, I thought I was going to be in a playoff at worst to get actually in the match play portion. I remember going home and looking on the computer, and I think I was about 80th or something, you know, as far as the seeding goes. But eventually the course, you know, got harder as the day progressed, and I barely made it in.
Brandon Crick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's going to be a senior at the University of Nebraska, of course, out of McCook. And right now, I'd say the state's top amateur golfer joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. That just goes, I guess, to show that there are so many players that are even that you can be the 63rd seed and be one swing away from playing in a 36-hole final. When did it strike you that, you know what, I'm good, but my God, there's another 1,000 kids out here that are as good as I am?
Oh, I knew what I was in for when I went into the championship. I played the year prior, and you know, I was actually, I believe the year prior, I was the 4 or 5 seed, and I got beat by, you know, whatever it was, the 56 seed, or whatever. But I mean, I just know that, you know, everybody in that tournament is pretty much on the same level. And I was fortunate enough to kind of have the knack for match play because I played so much match play in the last 2-3 years that, you know, it kind of helped me out down the stretch there.
How much talking and backswings in match play is there?
You know, there isn't that much.
Brandon Crick joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brandon, talk about, I mean, it's been a long summer and you're almost playing every weekend. What's next? It's not going to be long until you're smacking it around back down in Lincoln. What's still left outside of the University of Nebraska this season?
I got one more, and it's in a couple weeks here. It's the Scratch Players Championship. It's down in Oklahoma City. You know, it's another one of the big national tournaments of the summer. It's, you know, there's 80 players, and I think maybe 4 or 5 people that are on or going to be on the Walker Cup. So, you know, it's a pretty big deal, and you know, hopefully I can end my summer strong.
Brandon, what's the relationship you have with John Hurley? You guys play so much golf. The leaders always play together. You guys play together all the time. Do you talk in these events, or is it pretty much just keep to yourself and try and beat his ass?
You know, me and John are pretty good friends. It seems like the last 2 or 3 years we always played practice rounds together, you know, before the match play or the state AM. And, you know, we're really good friends. We talked a little bit, but, you know, we're both pretty competitive, and we both wanted to win in the same respect.
Brandon, talk about what you think is the strength of your game right now and what you're still grinding on, still working on, that you want to have a little bit better.
I feel like I've gotten a lot more consistent, or have been a lot more consistent this summer. As far as the swing, my misses, I'm getting my club selection now a lot better. But I think the true difference probably this summer compared to my actually Husker golf season has probably been the putting. I've been putting a lot better.
Brandon, I think kids younger than you, and Angie Sajovic comes to mind, and I asked this on the show a couple, 3 weeks ago. When you see him throw up scores of 67, a 66, and you see Ty Tryon or somebody out there that's made some noise and got opportunities to go on the PGA Tour at such a young age, what's the difference in those guys?
As far as guys on the tour compared to...
Well, I mean, somebody young getting that opportunity to go on the tour to somebody... I mean, is it just the pressure of doing that in front of public and having fans out there?
Oh, I mean, that's probably a lot of it. I mean, you're expected to do so well, especially, you know, Ty Tryon being, what, I think it was 16 or 15, you know, when he first got on tour. And, you know, it just... You know, you expect a lot out of them, but you realize that there's just so many good players out there, and it's just so tough. You just kind of have to have that one week that you can shine and hopefully take advantage of that.
Well, that's the first time we've had Brandon Crick on the show, so we got all kinds of questions. So we'll just hold you for another minute. We haven't even asked you about that beautiful golf course at McCook. How much did that help you playing a course growing up that was one of the tougher ones in the state?
You know, it helped a lot, definitely. You know, it's a great course. A lot of blind shots. It's just kind of, you got to kind of, it taught me, I guess, to pick a line and commit to it. With all those blind shots, you just kind of got to trust where you're aiming at. And as well as, I mean, it helped me on the greens because the greens are pretty undulating out there. And it helped a lot with the putting.
Wow, coincidentally, I have a lot of blind shots when I play, too. That's kind of amazing. It doesn't even matter what course it's on.
Brandon, you've got another course right down the road from you that I know is one of the longer ones in the state in Cambridge. Talk about it a little bit and what it maybe helped you improve your game.
Cambridge is a nice golf course. I think I've played it probably 5 or 6 times, or maybe even more than that. But, you know, it's a great course. You know, I haven't played on a competitive level. I haven't played competitively over there, but, you know, it's nice. It's a nice change of direction because McCook, you know, is kind of a short course, and you're at least hitting, you know, when you go to Cambridge, you're hitting 6 to 7 irons in versus, you know, wedges all day. So that's kind of a nice change of, environment.
How far out do you have to be before you pull a 9-iron out of your bag?
I'm a 9-iron about 150, 155.
Okay, well, that doesn't embarrass us too much. Brandon, Tony always likes to ask what when we talk to somebody like John or any of the golfers, what their favorite course is they've played. What's the toughest one you've ever played?
The toughest one? I think we'd have to go back to the West Coast Conference Tournament my last year. I think it was 2008, just 2 years ago, at Chambers Bay up in Tacoma, Washington. That was probably the toughest course I've played.
What's your favorite in the state of Nebraska?
I think it's Arbor Links. I really like that track.
So easy to play golf when you hit it down the middle like Brandon Crick does. Hey, Brandon, we appreciate you giving us some time. We joked yesterday. I can't believe you have a job and then all the travels you have to make just coming out of McCook. Do you got a private Learjet that flies you around everywhere?
Unfortunately not.
Well, we'll work on that. Keep up the great plan, and it'll be coming your way, and hopefully we can catch up with you again soon. Have a great senior season with the Huskers.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Brandon. Brandon Crick, he's going to be a senior at Nebraska. Adam McCook joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's won the Nebraska Men's Amateur 2 of the last 3 years. He made it to the Final Four in the prestigious U.S. Amateur Public Links Championship down in Norman, Oklahoma, earlier this summer. He tied for second at the U.S. Open local qualifier this summer. The kid's just done so much. When he went out to Gonzaga, he was the West Coast Conference Freshman of the Year. Gonzaga's school record a couple of different times as a sophomore. Tied for fourth, as he mentioned, in the U.S. Amateur Public Links in 2008. He's got a pretty good resume here. Match play champion in Nebraska in 08 as well.
I believe the U.S. Amateur Pub Links, the winner goes on U.S. Open or Masters. It's one of those two. You automatically qualify. So, you know, when you see these people, you know, well, that's how they got in. And you find it, well, Brandon Crick was that close to having an opportunity to shine on a stage like that.
Shot 17 under in that four-day men's amateur at Ironwood in Omaha. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to catch up with ESPN Television's Ron Franklin. We'll be right back.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Doug and Daddy will get right back to you.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Here's the old way to meet for business. Over the phone, drive cross town, meet in person. Here's the new, better way. You meet clients and colleagues online with GoToMeeting.com. It's like meeting in person, but less time-consuming and less expensive. You start your meeting with just a click. Everyone can see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Use GoToMeeting.com to host a sales presentation, a product demonstration, or a training session. You can host as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. GoToMeeting.com. My listeners can try it. In fact, try it free for a month, 30 days. A month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com and use the promo code Colin. The old way or the new way is so obvious.
Another exciting fall sports season is on the way.
Adams back to pass, drops the ball, has to pick it up and skirts the right side, looking for some running room, gets inside the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Adams, it got into the end zone on a great ad-lib for the Blue Hill Bobcats.
Serves across, set to the outside, Wojcik, picked up by Irvine, set to Pernicek, Pernicek puts it away, and it is now set point number one for Ravenna.
A 38-yard field goal attempt, so for the lead. Snap is down. The kick is up. It is a line drive. It is good. Oh, my! And with 15 seconds to go, a one-point lead for Elm Creek.
She'll drive it over and Hayne with another great dig to the outside. Heaney drives over. Rocky with an equally good dig. Free ball. Here's Squires. Slide middle. Put down by Sokolowski, and we are tied. And Moncrief going to go option. Now Fakin wants to throw. He's going to throw underneath to his second receiver, and the ball is caught by Chatlin. In traffic, 35-30, 25-20, back to the middle of the field, and Chatlin's going to score.
The action starts August 28th.
When it's football, it's Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Allstar just going to run it himself.
With the most complete coverage of Nebraska high school football anywhere.
Quarterback draw to the left.
College football Saturday takes center stage. And Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation means NFL.
Well, this is not going to be pretty.
Looks, throws down the middle of the end zone. Ball tip, and it's intercepted.
Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday afternoon.
Got one thing to say.
It's football. And Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is where you need to be. 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some scattered showers or storms possible early on yet today. Then skies will become partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s with southeast wind staying at 5 to 15. For tonight, there's a chance for more scattered storms late. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. You can fire off some emails because we've got those for you. But as we wrapped up our golf talk there with Brandon Crick, we want to remind you that the annual Gibbon Valley View Coors three-man scramble is coming up August 15th and 16th at Valley View Golf Course, and this always fills up, folks. So don't forget to get signed up and sign up now so you don't miss out. Call the golf course at 308 308- 468 5884. Prizes awarded. Calcutta meal on Saturday night. Get your team registered now. It's a fun time. The Corps' three-man, two-day scramble coming up August 15th and 16th at Gibbon Valley View. Sign up today so you're not left out. 308-468-5884. 468-5884. Also, I want to get to some emails, and then Ron Franklin's going to join us here in just a second on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Nebraska Baseball Association's Class A District Tournament will be held in Gibbon this weekend. It starts tomorrow and runs through Sunday. If you want to find out more, we'll let you know. It's going on at Gibbon. We'll give you the schedule here in just a little bit as well. But the Class A District Tournament going on in Gibbon for what we used to always refer to as town team baseball is going on this weekend in Gibbon. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. This via the BlackBerry. I listened to your show all the way to Concordia, Kansas today. So I think you should start covering the Thunderbirds of Cloud County Community College this upcoming season. Just a thought.
Maybe we should effort their coach before the season gets underway.
I think I talked to their, you know, it goes in and out one ear, but wasn't our friend from Arizona, wasn't he the coach at Cloud County up here for Miss Basketball? Not anymore?
Yes, okay. I believe you're right.
Yeah, there you go. This comes from Nick and a BlackBerry as well, referring to Drake Baronic. He says, I thought if you went from Division II to Division I, you did not have to sit out a year. Love you, Daddy. Nick.
I would say that he may not be required to sit out a year, but may be doing that to hopefully put on 15, 20 pounds to hopefully have one season to fit in bigger in the Big 12.
Yeah, let's face it. Those guys are already working out in Lincoln, just like they are everywhere across the country. If Drake's going to transfer at this late of the summer, this season, he's not going to want to be jumping right in for that last year. He wants to become part of the team, and then next year really be able to gel, understand everything from what we understand. And again, Drake is scheduled to join us tomorrow, so we'll ask him that very question. Is that okay?
That's okay with me.
All right. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we are going to catch up with Ron Franklin from ESPN. Stay with us.
All right. This has gone far enough.
This doesn't make any sense.
Well, dude, this is really cool stuff.
More coolness in a moment with Doug and Daddy at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I'm not a mechanic. I'm a producer. I'm in the business of films, not fan belts. But I do know that my certified pre-owned Acura TL works perfectly. Just like I know that thanks to the financing they gave me, something finally came in under budget.
Acura certified pre-owned vehicles receive a comprehensive 150-point inspection. In other words, they must pass our test before they pass yours. Now offering appealing financing on all pre-owned TL models. Visit Acura.com or dealer for financing details.
How good is the housing market right now if you're a first-time buyer? It's like a 2-0 count with the bases loaded and no outs. Interest rates are at historic lows, and homes have become more affordable. In addition, first-time buyers can now take advantage of an $8,000 home buyer tax credit. There's no repayment required, and you must close on a home between now and November 30th to be eligible. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership is an investment in your future. For more information about the $8,000 first-time home buyer tax credit, visit HousingMarketFacts.com. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Oh, sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Add another shirt to your Royal Collection on August 25th. It's the next T-Shirt Tuesday, brought to you by AT&T. Get this powder blue shirt with a classic Royal design, part 5 of the 2009 shirt series. The Indians and Royals take the field at 7:10, but you'll want to get to the K when the gates open at 5 o'clock to be one of the first 20,000 fans. Purchase tickets today at 1-800-6-ROYALS, royals.com, the stadium box office, or any Hy-Vee food store.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motor Works. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see some scattered showers or storms possible early on yet today. Then skies will become partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s with southeast wind staying at 5 to 15. For tonight, there's a chance for more scattered storms late. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Getting a little rain to settle things down. Big drops this morning.
Yeah.
Like you'd know. But you know it's lunchtime.
Oh, I do know it's lunchtime. A place where you can catch all your favorite sports on TV. Chicken Coop. Not a bad seat in the house. Chicken Coop. Great food and drink specials every noon and night. That'd be the Chicken Coop downtown.
About 4 in the afternoon. What if I want to go at 4 in the afternoon?
Boom goes the dynamite. They're there for you. Grand Island, Kearney, downtown, conveniently located. Both places. Come try the new sensation, Chislicks. Melt in your mouth, tender sirloin tips, your favorite wing sauce added. Favorite side dish, and these tasty steak tips, all $6.99. Perfect. The Chicken Coop, they got the Major League Baseball package. They got all the golf you could ever want. The Chicken Coop is where it's at. Try one of their great burgers. Try one of their chicken tender hoagies. Try their ribs. Try their steaks at night. Hey, try the drink specials as well. And, hey, it's all free when you play Keno and you pick the right numbers. The Chicken Coop. Downtown Kearney and Grand Island.
Time for our daily Big 12 preview from Big 12 Media Days. We got a chance to catch up with Ron Franklin of ESPN Television. Brought to you by Dynagrow Seed. They now have Smart Stacks corn hybrids in their starting lineup. The ag industry's most advanced BT and herbicide offering available in corn today. Contact your local Dynagrow representative to find out more about the Dynagrow Smart Stacks hybrids that are now available to order today.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show from Big 12 Conference Media Days. And day two here, lots going on. And, of course, a lot of folks are only here to tell us what they're going to do with their team. And then there's us, Tony, in the media trying to find out what's going on.
Well, one of those persons in the media, we get national media here at Big 12 Media Days. One of those people that's been around, I guess, in a kind way, a long time. Ron Franklin from ESPN joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for giving us a minute this morning, Ron.
You bet. My pleasure. That's a very nice way of putting that. A veteran. Been around for a while.
Ron, everybody, there's all these media days going on. You've made your stops and you come in. What are you looking to hear when you come to a media day, whether it's Big 12 or elsewhere?
Well, you know, the first thing that Ed Cunningham and I will be working together again this year, third year, fourth year, I can't remember which, but anyway, we'll be broadcast partners again. Ed flew in from Los Angeles, and what we're doing right now is we're going to be listening to some of the stuff with Gary Pinkel and then sequester with him privately a little bit later on and talk, because our opening game is the game in St. Louis between Illinois and Missouri. Great rivalry. And so with all the graduation, particularly with Chase Daniel having gone, you know, there are a lot of question marks as far as the Tigers are concerned. Can they continue to have that offense, you know, be so prolific and stuff like that? So that, and then, you know, the two main focuses tomorrow is Coach Hawkins, you know, will be in. Our week two, we've got an interesting little matchup up in Toledo. Colorado's got to go up and play in the Glass Bowl. May not sound like much of a task, but the MAC conference and them playing there, and believe it or not, Toledo has more returning lettermen than any Division I school in the country. So, you know, Coach Hawk and them could have their hands full if they're looking ahead to somebody else. So those are the kind of things that we're focusing on. Plus, if I just getting a general feel of you know, of the conference, what the coaches are feeling, the players. And it's so interesting to get to see these young guys, watch them, you know, mature and you know, you saw them as green freshmen, and now they come in, and, you know, they're either juniors or seniors. But those are the main focal points.
Ron, I realize the Big 12 Conference and the SEC battle back and forth is which is the number one conference in America. As good as the football is in the Big 12 Conference, does the Big 12 Conference need more of those Missouri, Illinois, Nebraska, Virginia Tech, Oklahoma, Miami, after that, okay, you can throw Colorado, Toledo. I'm not sure a lot of people outside here would say that's a marquee matchup. Do we need more marquee matchups outside the conference?
Well, I think you can always use, you know, some really good ones. I mean, forever when Texas was in the Southwest Conference, you had Oklahoma, Texas, and that was always not only ballyhooed, but it lived up to its billing. And that's good stuff. It's like Florida State playing Florida. It's like Florida State, now they're in the same conference with Miami. But I get the gist of your question. And, yeah, the really good matchups like that are always really very, very good. I think it's hard to get coaches to play some of those non-conference games, though, because of the conference gets so doggone tough. And, you know, and I think that's the bottom line right there. The bottom line money-wise is a great thing for everybody. But, yeah, it really helps, yes.
We're chatting with Ron Franklin here on the Doug and Daddy Show at Big 12 Conference Media Days. Ron, who, I don't know if intrigue would be the proper word here, but who do you like to hang with at the Big 12? Who's a couple of the coaches that are interesting to talk to?
Well, you know, we really don't get to hang with them, you know, that much. I get to see some of these guys. Like when I'm doing basketball, you know, I'll go to a head coach's office and, you know, and sit down and visit with him during the off season. A, he's more laid back. He doesn't have, you know, a bunch of people looking over his shoulder. And the Missouri kids just walked in, and we had them in the bowl game last year. So, you know, so actually you wind up hanging around with a lot of different people. It's not just always the coaches. Saturday night, I went to Coach Royal's 85th birthday at the stadium, and over 400 of his players came back to and some other guys who played in some other generations as well. But anyway, and I sat down with Will Muschamp, and we must have talked for, you know, for an hour. We talked about defense. We talked about other defenses in this conference and everything. So, you know, you start getting a feel for everybody, but you go to other sources. Plus, the fact the coordinators and the assistant coaches talk a lot more than the head coaches do. You know what I mean? I mean, these are the guys that really, they are in charge. The head coach runs the show, but it's, you know, and I'll tell you this. I also will get aside some of these play-by-play guys. And because you find out that the play-by-play guys know one heck of a lot, and they're not candy-coating it like some of the SIDs, huh? So, anyway, there's a plethora of material and people when you come to something like this. Ivan Maisel is here. And Ivan and I have been friends, really good friends, for a long time. And, you know, I'll get him in the corner here before the day is over and talk about the national scene and what he sees as an objective outside set of eyes for this conference right here.
Ron, 46 years in TV. You told us that before the interview. I think a lot of people shake their head and say, well, we knew he'd been around for a while, but 46, maybe stretching things. A couple, three venues you love to go do a game at and just think they're the best in college football.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it has grown because so many stadiums they've added to. But, you know, there are some stadiums that, you know, I grew up in the Southeastern Conference. I'm not pro-Southeastern Conference, but I know what is there. And I've always had a favorite expression that in the SEC there is a special fervor that goes on Saturdays. And, you know, the one place I think about is Baton Rouge and doing a game at LSU. And if you've never been to Baton Rouge on a Saturday night, that's really a special thing. Now, you know, now they're at 92,500 people. And at 76, they made a lot of noise, and they really make a lot of noise now because it's that much more etouffee and whiskey, I have a feeling. But, you know, that one, the series when I was doing Texas radio, Oklahoma and Texas, wow, so many special games. And also an early television on primetime, Mike Gottfried and I would go to Miami to do Florida State Miami or to Tallahassee and do that one. And there were so many great games in that series. And there are others, and I'm sure I'm leaving out some, but those are special situations that I can think of. Growing up and going to Ole Miss, you know, Ole Miss LSU has always been a battle. It's a huge, you know, and I've got some LSU friends who live in Austin, and one of them, every time I go to his house, we go over to have dinner or something like that, I walk in and he plays the Billy Cannon punt return against Ole Miss when they beat him 7-3. You know, so anyway, it's but there are, boy, there are some great venues, you know, around this conference and around every conference in the country.
Ron, I know we got some more business to get to, so we'll let you get out of here. I appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We enjoy your work.
Hey, thank you very much. I didn't mean to talk so long, but and just what Tony was saying, 46 years in television, the miraculous thing my wife says is, wow, and the guy has a face for radio.
Something we've heard many times on our set. Ron Franklin from ESPN joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And our interviews from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas brought to you in part by Dyna-Gro Seed. Just announced and registered for sale in 2010, Dyna-Gro has Smart Stacks corn hybrids in their starting lineup. Dyna-Gro offering Smart Stacks that combines 8 corn traits to provide farmers the absolute broadest spectrum of above and below ground protection available against insects and weeds versus any product in the market today. Contact your local Dyna-Gro representative for more information. Eli Manning has agreed to a 6-year, $97 million contract. Are you kidding me? I don't even care if you think Eli is the fourth or fifth best quarterback in the National Football League. That puts him number one.
How much is the Super Bowl worth in New York? I don't have a problem with it. Good for him.
Well, yeah, good for him, yeah. Royals lost last night, shocker. The Chiefs have signed Amani Toomer. Will it matter, Tony?
Yeah, I think it matters. Puts a receiver that's been around for a while to right away, can maybe mesh with a quarterback that hasn't been around right away.
Seems
but's got
be,
a big arm.
Seemed to really be lacking in production the last couple seasons with the Giants, who were a good football team with Eli Manning.
Well, you know, Eli Manning, I think it's 98 touchdowns and 75 interceptions. They haven't blown you away, but he's eliminated those mistakes the last couple years. They were Super Bowl and then, what, 12-4 a year ago? 12-4.
Pretty good. San Jose Sharks forward Jeremy Roenick. Going to retire from the NHL. Derek, NHL advice, thoughts?
He's one of the greatest American-born players of all time and a surefire Hall of Famer, so great career.
Third leading American-born scorer in hockey history when it comes to points, 1,216. Jabba Chamberlain's mom.
Went crazy.
You'd better disappear. Keep your eyes open. That was a message she left on a 28-year-old woman's cell phone. She's 44. Huh, I wonder how those two met. Also, Terry Pettit going to the Hall of Fame, 694 wins for Coach Pettit, and just building a traditional power that is still there for the University of Nebraska. And Hastings College, fifth in the coaches' poll, in the football coaches' poll. I thought that was a little low.
A little low? Well, I think they would hope to be third. I think that's the next advancement for Hastings College, and hopefully that's where they end up. Obviously, you got the national champion, and then Sioux Falls right behind them. So, it's preseason. We'll decide that on the field.
They're getting ready to start football for everybody in the next few days. UNK Friday, the Huskers Saturday. Fan Day is on Saturday. Don't forget that Saturday morning if you want to go check things out in Lincoln. And, of course, Hastings College gets going as well this weekend. So a lot going on, and we will get into our normal Mondays with Merck and Morris. We'll catch you up to date on the rest of the fall sports at UNK, Hastings College, and the University of Nebraska as well. We want to thank the folks who joined us on the program today. Brandon Crick, the outstanding golfer from McCook and the University of Nebraska. From ESPN Television, Ron Franklin. Tomorrow, our Big 12 preview continues with Nate Frere, the nose tackle at Iowa State. Thursday means Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, and Drake Moronic, who is leaving UNK to go to Nebraska, scheduled to join us as well.
Hey, look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.